Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live around the world tonight. 4840 WWCR, the transmitting jewel of the South out of Nashville, Tennessee. Tonight we're live with Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you in here. Got a great one for you. When money fails, you reckon it's going to impact your life, change it drastically to a degree? I would think so. Going to the book of Genesis, and we're going to go to the time when Joseph was in charge of the king's treasure. He knew that it was going to fail. He come up with a solution that is reminiscent, if you will believe it, is sort of like the state of flux that we're in right now. There's going to have to be a way out unless this domino effect, the failure of money, becomes a worldwide issue. Now, the New World Order has ordered, I believe, a worldwide money failure based on the events of Genesis chapter 47 and Genesis 41, 33 through 34. Let me show you just a minute what Joseph, when he was brought up out of the prison and was asked for his wisdom, he could interpret dreams. Now, a lot of people are predicting today that we're going into what Joseph created out of the chaotic conditions of 7 years of famine. I believe that the New World Order is taking lessons right out of the Word of God. Now, when Joseph announced that there was going to be 7 years of plenty before 7 years of famine, Pharaoh's advisors could not interpret the dream, but God's man, Joseph, could. And not only did Joseph interpret the dream, he offered a solution. And I believe this is where the New World Order is looking for the solution, not to bring about the liberty and the rewards of Joseph's intentions, but to enslave the very people with the plan of Joseph. Notice what he said in the three-point plan. Look out a man that is discreet and wise. Set him over the land of Egypt with governing authority to oversee the strategy or to run the show. Well, now old Pharaoh was taking notes. Appoint more officers or overseers over the land to ensure the results. Store 20% of the land's production in the 7 prosperous years and then sell it back to the workers at a magnified cost, and before long you'll have all of the land. I mean, it sounds weird that Joseph could bring about a time of trouble such as the world never was for the future, a, if you will, a blueprint written right in the Bible. As the New World Order and the folks that have arranged it, are they reading the Bible? Look out a man. Now, we know that the man of sin mentioned in the Bible, He's going to come in peacefully, and he's going to rule the kingdom. And he's going to oversee it to the destruction of the righteous, and the whole world is going to be deceived, laying in deceit. So, Joseph's warning to Pharaoh was taken seriously as he announced to the Pharaoh there's going to be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. Store up 20% of the food in granaries. Keep it for the first 7 years. Let it build up. And then in the time of trouble, everybody in Egypt and the surrounding country, around about, Israel being one of them, will have to come and seek you out and buy food and grain. Now, what about America? You know, we've got a president that sort of looks like an Egyptian. And this president that we have elected, or did we? Anyway, he was presented the office of the president. And we had accumulated a debt that took 200 years to get this debt to this size. And Obama came in, and in 1 year, would you believe that he doubled the national debt? Can you believe that? Is this a man of wisdom? Or is he chosen to be that man that would come in peacefully and destroy the country? If any of our presidents in the past had criticized a state, Arizona, and their law that he admitted he had never read, would you think that he was just an arrogant hothead? If any of our other presidents joined the country of Mexico in a lawsuit against this state in the United States to force that state to continue to allow illegal immigration, would you question the patriotism and wonder whose side he was on? Yeah, we sat idly by in a time of famine. Once the nation go double its debt size, and again, if he's elected, what have we got to look forward to? If any of our other presidents had pronounced that the Marine Corps are not what he wants to be, would you think him an idiot? If any other of our presidents put 87,000 workers out of work by arbitrarily placing a memorandum of offshore oil drilling on companies that have one of the best safety records in the industry, would you agree for him to shut off all the drilling because of the action of BP, a foreign national, and then go to South America and Brazil and give the largest owned oil company, one of the largest oil companies, the right to drill in the same waters that he shut the American industry out and would not let them drill? If any other of our presidents had used a forged document that would render 87,000 American workers unemployed, would you support him when he passes moratorium that no more drilling would be allowed? Yeah, we tolerate it. Now, he's popular He's a front runner today. Is there any other president that you've ever known in modern times when he's been the first president to read a teleprompter and had to have it installed to be able to get through a press conference? Would you have laughed and said, this is more proof of how inept he is on his own and is really controlled by smarter men behind the scenes? You reckon that the New World Order would control someone of this magnitude that has done all these things and spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in a time that were pinching pennies, or should be? He takes his first lady flying Air Force One with a 500 picked lap dogs, I guess you would call them, to play up to him and to Lady Obama. Would you approve of that when he spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to make that trip for one play? If any other of our presidents had reduced our retirement plan and the holdings of GM stocks by 90% and given the unions a majority stake in GM, would you have approved? If any other of our presidents had made a joke at the expense of the Special Olympics, would you have approved? Nobody said a word. If any other president had given Gordon Brown a set of inexpensive and incorrectly formatted DVDs when Gordon Brown had given him a thoughtful and historical significant gift, would you have felt embarrassed? If any other of our presidents had given the Queen of England an iPod containing videos of his speeches, would you thought he was a little arrogant as he presented the Queen an iPod that contained his speeches? If any of our other presidents had bowed to the King of Saudi Arabia, would you have approved? If he will not cross his heart and salute the flag when our national anthem is played, do you think you could be persuaded to visit or to vote the booth at the booth to put him back in? If any other president had visited Australia and made reference to the non-existent Australian language, would you have brushed it off as a minor slip? If any other of our presidents had filled his cabinet and circle of advisors with people who cannot seem to keep current in their own income taxes, would you have approved? Actually made him the treasurer. If any other of our presidents had stated that there were 57 states in the United States, would you have had second thoughts about his capabilities? Somebody's been reading Genesis. They've learned a lot from Joseph, who declared that there will be 7 good years and 7 years of famine, and he would fix them a plan to take over the whole country. Now, listen to this. If any other of our presidents of the past had flown all the way to Denmark on Air Force One at over $100,000 a minute to make a 5-minute speech about how the Olympics would benefit him walking out his front door in his hometown. Would you not have thought he was a self-important, conceited, arrogant individual, egotistical jerk? That's what I thought. If any other of our presidents had been so Spanish illiterate as to refer to Señor de Cuntro in front of the Mexican ambassador when it was the 5th of May, and continued to flub it when he tried again, wouldn't you have winced in embarrassment? If any of our other presidents had burned 9,000 gallons of jet fuel to go plant a single tree on Earth Day, would you have concluded that he's not interested in saving the environment by planting a tree when he spent 9,000 gallons of jet fuel plus the cost? Would any other of our presidents or administrations had okayed Air Force One flying low over millions of people, followed by a jet fighter in downtown Manhattan, causing widespread damage or panic? Would you have wondered whether they actually got what happened on 9/11 as no joke? If any other of our presidents had failed to send relief aid to flood victims throughout the Midwest with more people killed or made homeless than in New Orleans, would you want it made into a major ongoing political issue with claims of racism and incompetence? I mean, he was all over New Orleans, because the wheel was squeaking down there. The poor people of the Midwest, the flood victims, hardly ever made a sound. They rolled up their sleeves, got their chainsaws out, recovered, started pouring foundations to rebuild, all without asking for anything. If any other of our presidents had ordered the firing of the CEO of a major corporation, even though he had no constitutional authority to do so, would you approve? What makes the president so brilliant and impressive? Well, if you can't think of anything, don't worry. He done all that I've read and more in 24 months. So, you've got that much time left to come up with the answer. He actually wants us to re-elect him. Can you believe that? The day money fails, somebody's read the book and somebody had to come in and perform this massive debt load to make money fail. During the famine, the ability to produce the goods and services are drastically reduced. The division of labor falls apart. Distribution networks fail. Government defaults on the promises, and the crime rises and the fear sweeps the land. When famine hit Egypt, the major concern became food, not consumer products. With a time of great transference of wealth in Egypt. And because of the wisdom of the Holy Spirit guiding Joseph, there was enough food stored in the city to sustain the people with a price. Joseph didn't give the food away. He sold it to them. Not for money, but for assets, because remember, money fails. Why are they planning this? Is money going to fail? Are we in the middle of a crisis without even knowing it? Remember, ladies and gentlemen, it has to be a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. It has to be a time when money fails. It's a monetary conspiracy planned long ago by men that have sat down and figured out how to bring the world through economics to where the world government can only be kept in power by force. Make the people hungry, let the money fail. Well, if it was just waste and measure, money couldn't fail. But by reducing the value of the dollar in fiat money, we're now almost at the point where what they said years ago, give me control of a nation's money supply, and I don't care who makes the laws. But when you have the lawyers that make the laws and the money supply, and all this and the laws are accountable only to the parasites, the private banking families, those in interlocking relationships, they all scratch one another's back. Their own handcrafted instruments of commerce, their trade treaties, their hand-picked political governance dominations. It creates for them the legal sanctions necessary for the entire global racket based on unpayable debt to flourish. A nation is like a person. When it can't pay its debts and demand for the proverbial pound of flesh, it is convincing as making an offer that one can't refuse when you dangle the solution. When Walmart becomes the centers for distribution of food, guess who the largest buyer of food, long shelf life food, I'm talking about food that you would order if you wanted to keep it for a while, guess who the largest buyer of that foodstuff is? Again, has the government read the Bible? In 1950, James Wartburg, he's the son of the bankster Paul Wartburg. He's the one that founded the Council on Foreign Relations in 1921. He was the key architect of the Federal Reserve System under the clandestine auspices of Senator Nelson Aldrich at Jekyll Island in 1910. We shall have government, whether you like it or not, to rule the world. The only question remains is whether world government will be achieved by conquest or by consent. Well, if we're putting up with a president like we put up with, and he's got a good chance of being elected for four more after these last two, you say, well, they won't get my vote. Well, they get somebody's. Hardly ever anybody would admit voting for him, but he's elected. A bona fide, long-running, elitist conspiracy for world government based on Joseph's philosophy of when money fails, what to do. It gives you enormous power over the people. Well, isn't that what they want? Listen to this. This is something. We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the New World Order. David Rockefeller, one of the key architects and supporter of the powerful Rockefeller family. It's not enough for them to own the world through oil and most of the wealth in the world. 3% of all of the people in the world own 97% of its wealth. That ought to tell you that we're servants. We're already captured. All they need is to create this right major crisis, and then the New World Order is in power, and there's no more willingness of the people to give up the right to surrender to a New World Order. When we are hungry, food is the main trading barter system. The government knows that. That's why they've done away with all the original seeds. They spray in the air. They poison the earth below. Nothing will live in it except the seed that you order through these large seed corporations that have literally run the little guy out of business. These major unions are now backing Obama. It's all communist inspired. Communism is atheism. Do they accept our Creator? No, they do not. Does the Jews accept our Creator? No, they do not. What is Russia? A bona fide country of bound together, agreed atheists who accept no God. The only God they know is the power of the sword. Notice. They come right out, and Mr. Rockefeller said in large print in his 202 memoirs, some even believe that we are part of a secret society working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political economic structure pyramid where we sit at the top. One world, if you will, if that is the change, I stand guilty, and I'm proud of it. Page print money deal. And when it was inflated to the point it is now, like the New World Order would like to have it inflated to, and is almost completely inflated to worthless fiat money, and not a nation on earth has ever survived with fiat money. Not one. the Romans, all of the great empires of the past. Came from a den of vipers, the ordinary elite, the rich, have been with us a long time, the money changers, the parasites living on interest. No wonder Yahweh said, let my people go. Are we ever going to come back to just weights and measures? It's doubtful in this New World Order. Why should they? They have all the silver and gold. And you know why they got it? Or how they got it? About 3% controlling 97% of the wealth. Well, now we're not talking about fiat money. They don't measure their wealth in fiat. They measure their wealth in silver and gold, just weights and measures, and land. Let my people go. Where to? To freedom. Back to just weights and measures. You think that there's going to be a time that Yahweh will bring down, or when money fails, it's not going to work out like the New World Order has hoped it would, and praise Yahweh for that. They have flooded the market with control videos, books, documents, false information, false flags, under 100% control of a people that is after total control. All only suffer its wound or enjoy its results to produce all the wealth at the top. But are people concerned about that? No. They are loving the world. As long as they got a large screen TV, the NBA, the NFL, and keep the sheep dumbed down, keep them under control, make people hungry. Make people broke. Right now, they're paying less today in 2011. I mean, limousine drivers, $10 an hour to haul the rich around. One of these days, you're going to just drive around and you're going to have all the silver and gold that you can haul. You want riches and glory and fame? Wait until the fall of the New World Order. They will bore into the earth. They use these so-called expert economics professors, these noble literates who don't really know and don't care. People have gone simply raging mad. Most people don't even know about who prints the money in the United States, the dollar. Well, that's the government that prints that, Lord of God. No other is allowed to print money. Well, you don't understand Jekyll Island. You don't understand 1913. You don't understand when we went off the gold standard. financial weapons of mass destruction, unpredictable time bombs, is going to bring about the result of when money fails. What are you going to do? Are you prepared? You got your hopes in something else? Ladies and gentlemen, when the dollar fails, you can bet with the nations already teeter-tottering on financial ruin and destruction. Timed just right, because somebody's read the Bible. Buy up all the food, store all the food, and then the willing participants in the nation, the goy, they will gladly give up their rights to feed their bellies and their families. We've been through this before, ladies and gentlemen. They proved it. And the book of Genesis, starting in the 40th chapter, reading through into the 47th chapter, you'll find out that it worked quite well. For Joseph designed a scheme, and really that's what it was, through advanced knowledge. He devised a device to extract, not money, listen, not money. He wasn't interested in extracting money from the Egyptians. They didn't have any. They done got it all. Look at your 401k. See where it went to. And check around and see what wages are being paid as opposed to what it was when times were good. Deliberately, they set good times before you. And now, they are painfully withdrawing the benefits of a job. Food's up in the grocery store. Old gas will up and yo-yo up and down. They'll make you think it's coming down, but all the time, they bring it down 10 and raise it 20 cents. So they've swept 10 cents of your income out of your pocket. And Rockefeller, Standard Oil, one of the large participants in the 13 Illuminati families, who has done, wrote in his memoirs that he prefers to be an international secret society member of the ruling elite of 3%, so that they can have all the money. Well, we know how to take care of it. We know how to use it. Clearly, yeah, you can buy services. You can buy a person by giving him a job, feed his family. He'll become a servant. Debt in America. Purposely built up, double the debt to trillions of dollars. And the American people, as well as their nation, are certainly the very visible losers in the final analysis, even at the cost of the decimated lower civilization and their unfortunate children of lesser gods. More people will follow in those footsteps, and only they will see the end of war being waged upon humanity, going bankrupt, and each family trillions of dollars in debt on a national scale as it accumulates to where we have the entrenched notion of public debt, which will swallow this country down the drain, and we'll have 7 years of famine after the 7 years of plenty. Started in the 90s. Started when Bush began to talk about the New World Order. The top of the pyramid, that's where they wanted to go. The money changers, they sit at the top of the pyramid. It's a necessity today in the producer-consumer global paradigm of high finance, higher than it ever was in the past, and even though the imperial coin is as old as mankind, which would pay debts, we've got fiat money that will never pay a debt off. The power of money creation in private hands lies at the root of all evil. People are waking up, but they're waking up to the fact that they're broke. They're losing their homes. They're losing their mortgages. So, don't be counted among the ignorant, the co-opted, and those who quite bewilderedly scurry around like drug cockroaches with the propaganda. The banks, the lenders, the money changers, had them then, got them now. Entrenched now in power to rule the whole world. If we should return to sound banking, but we'll never, remember, we'll never see sound banking in the United States of America again. Who was it, our president, Andrew Jackson, called them vipers and scum, the money changers? Have they left Washington? Have they left New York? Have they left London? Are they in the major financial capitals of the world? Yes. Mr. Dodd, who made the statement after the crash of 1929, reporting to the stock market crash to his bank superiors, said, since the end of World War I, we have been responsible for what they call the institutionalizing of conflicting interests. And they are so prevalent inside the country that they can never be resolved. Mr. Dodd relates to a conversation he had with the president of tax-exempt Ford Foundation in 1954. You've got to know who's behind the Ford Foundation before you really know. And it wasn't Henry Ford. The substance of which is that we shall use our grant-making power so to alter life in the United States that it can be comfortably merged with, get this, the Soviet Union. The question was asked, well, why does the foundation generally support communism? Well, because to them, communism represents a means of developing what we call a monopoly. That is, an organization of a large-scale industry into an administrable unit with the power of the laws that we make. Do you think that this will be to one's benefit? Oh, they will be beneficiaries, all right, to those that sit at the top of the pyramid. Here we are in 2011, where it looks like, to me, folks, that we're in the 40th plus 45, 46, 47 chapters of the book of Genesis. Read between 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, and 47. Read that, and you may get a lesson that somebody else has done, read these chapters, and have now put it into a purpose to bring about a new world order when money fails. Well, I've got a bank full of money. I'm not worried about it. Ask, because they'll be in complete control. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a time of trouble, and it's the day when money falls. 20%, they saved. Is the government saving 20% to feed the population that will submit to them? You will be screened. Now, the Bible talks about a number system. You will be identified. You will be located. You will be put in a category. When they steal the rest of your savings, just like it was in the second year, arrived, they came to Joseph. He gave them bread in exchange for horses and for flocks and for cattle, real assets, and for herds and asses, and he fed them with bread for all their cattle for all that year. It came the second year, and he asked for the savings. And they said, well, it's already spent. But there's nothing left but our bodies and our lands. Buy us and our land for bread, and we will give you all of the land. And just give us seed that we may live and not die. The Bible says a man will give all he's got to take care of himself. You're coming to where you have no choice. You can learn here that Joseph had him to save 20% for 7 years. All the accumulation in the good times went into the coffers of the underground, maybe, perhaps like they're doing today. Not only did food become rare in Egypt, was soar in prices, but there was a great transference of wealth designed by Yahweh himself to submit a people. And the time of the 7 years of famine, we're in a famine. The famine is all about being destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We've been warned, we've been told not to give our souls to the devil. Not to take the mark, not to go around Wall Street, 1929. Brooklyn Daily Eagle has on its front page, Wall Street in panic, the stocks crash. People were standing in line begging for soup that was made with a bone. Devaluation, great devaluation of the dollar. Stolen savings accounts went down the tube. Where'd we lose them at, Pastor Buddy? By inflation. By fiat money. Planned again to let money fail. By the wisdom of Joseph, they now have got the answer to bring people under control and let them become subservient. We've had people that is predicting this and had been predicted this. And I predicted it myself that money will fail. Got to. Nothing new under the sun. What is to be has already been. we'll have a third world war, poverty, hunger, disease ravaging, no watchman on the wall, come upon you unaware, and the Bible says make sure it don't. Let's get about our Father's business. Let's pray and seek His face and turn from our wicked ways and get ready for money failures. That means that you're going to have nothing in the bank. They're going to be closed. They're going to be controlled. If you get anything to eat, it will be at their mercy. You will play their game. You will work for the New World Order. You'll serve the New World Order, and you'll be glad to. All those dissidents will be eliminated through forced labor. You'll get no pay for it. You'll get little food, if any. You'll be looking to get a soup on, like it was in the prisoner of war camps back when Eisenhower was the Allied Supreme Commander. The talk is mainly about 6 million Jews. Nobody mentions the 40 million Germans that died. A lot of them in prison camps themselves at the hand of the unmerciful people that we call God's chosen people. The money changers, they're still sitting high in the tower. They love the cheap seats. Most of the advisors under this president, unprecedented president, that has put us twice in debt at the rate it took 200 years. Now, we're set to elect him again. Don't surprise me, folks. The Republicans in so much disarray, there hasn't nobody of note come upon the scene that can beat Obama. This communist-infested government has now persuaded through the media, the power of the media, that Obama can give you what you want. You just sit there and he'll have a check waiting for you in the mailbox. It's not true. Social Security is going broke. Got people trying to deal with the issue right now, and these people that's drawing Social Security won't hear of it. They're not going to reform Social Security. What about Congress? They've got a retirement plan for their whole life. Are they thinking about reforming it now? You never hear that mentioned. When money fails, that's my message tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sponsored here tonight by Dr. Gary. Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Give Dr. Gary a call. Tell him that you heard Pastor Buddy on the subject of when money fails. Doc knows much more about this problem than I do. It will be a good one to confirm what I have told you tonight, that the market place is going to fail once again, designed by someone that read the book of Genesis. I advise you to go read it and see what happens. See how effective the plan brought by Joseph to Pharaoh. Pharaoh was stronger. He made Joseph the number two man in all of Egypt and ordered everyone under Joseph to bow to him. That means he had a lot of power. That means that the crash is coming soon to a neighborhood near you. No money in the ATM. What I'll do away with the bank cards. The banks will close. The money will fail. A merciful distribution of food will be ordered under martial law, which will never be rescinded we got the people that our own president spoke about to the United Nations, that he was willing to turn the whole of the USA over to the New World Order under the auspices of the United Nations. They will come in through, people will actually pray for them to come in, because they will give out food to start with. The people will be so glad to have them, and the banking system has failed. When there's no money, we'll all go over the falls of the great fall that's coming when money fails. I predict it. And I prophesy it's coming. You listen, Pastor Buddy, go to our website tonight. Right around 17,000 people has visited in the last 3 months. Won't you be one of them? See what they're looking for. There's a hungry people in search of truth. We suggest that you go to oneyahweh.com, look up oneyahweh.com on your computer, and read some of the articles that is written there for you. And you might just learn how to save yourself from this untoward generation. Yahweh bless you mercifully. And may you be taken from the wrath to come. That's merciful. Because in that day, people will pray for death, and death will flee. We're coming into a point where the watchman has left the wall. He'll come upon you unaware, and unless you are prepared to meet your fate and to accept it, the forces are already set in motion, and we're fixing to have World War III. With money failure, we'll fight for the rest of the wealth in the nations. All nations will come under control of the satanic New World Order. May Yahweh bless you and keep you. If you'd like to write me tonight, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Call me. Area code 423-351-1082. Stay tuned. The fall is imminent. We're right at the verge of when money fails. It can't go on much longer anyway, and they planned it to be this way. They're in charge of it. They set it up, and they will take it down purposely so that they can gain control over all flesh. All flesh will take the mark. All flesh will have the mark, except those whose names are in the Lamb's book. I'll see you Monday night. Tuesday night. No, it's Wednesday night. Wednesday night. On WWRB. And that's 50-50 on your radio dial. Monday night, or Wednesday night, 10 o'clock is the radio time. Friday night, I'll see you at 11 o'clock on the Late Show. Yahweh bless you, and Yahweh keep you when money fails. Thank you.